I'm Shari Barbour. The theremin is a fascinating little contraption. You can hear it, see it, but you don't touch it. Leon Theremin, a young Russian scientist, accidentally invented it a century ago. It's a musical instrument, but it does not look like one. No keyboard, fretboard, strings, keys, or moving parts. It requires precise body control, extreme concentration, and an excellent ear. The player moves their hands and fingers near two antennas, interrupting an electromagnetic field. Position and movement of one hand creates pitch, and the other volume. It imitates the human voice, musical instruments, and mesmerizes audiences. Clara Rockmore, known as the first great theremin virtuoso, championed it as a legitimate classical instrument. Her hypnotic performance of The Swan by Saint-Saëns is legendary. Not commonly used in classical music, the theremin is heard in 20th and 21st century new music. Shostakovich was one of the first composers to include it in orchestral pieces, and Percy Grainger used a theremin ensemble instead of a string quartet for his free music. That maverick! The instrument strongly influenced electronic music and instruments, especially Moog synthesizers. It's heard throughout popular culture, including mystery, horror, and science fiction movies. The Day the Earth Stood Still, Spellbound, The Ten Commandments, and more recently, First Man. By the by, it is not heard in the Beach Boys' Good Vibrations or the Star Wars soundtrack. That was a similar sounding instrument invented by someone else. Thanks to documentaries, new compositions, and new artists, the theremin is back. Yet it's one of the strangest musical instruments ever invented. I'm Shari Barbour with All Those Notes. All Those Notes is a member of the Virginia Audio Collective. Visit virginiaaudio.org.